At the front, on a small stage, is a clear podium. That's where Annex will issue the orders.
"Hurry along,"
Clarissa says, quickly ushering us to a tent on the left side of the stage, hiding us from the growing crowd. There's another tent opposite us, one for the men. We're not allowed to see one another until the ceremony begins. I do manage to look out into the audience and spot my father on the front row. His hair is darker than mine, now flecked with gray. The hollow under his eyes is dark, and he looks tired. But when he sees me, he smiles. We've both suffered from my mother's betrayal. He lost his position on the leadership committee, and I carry around her sins like an albatross around my neck. Today is an opportunity for both of us to regain some credibility. I grin and wave in return before ducking beneath the flaps.
"How's my hair?"
Renee asks, tugging a coil of her flame-red hair.
"I should have straightened it, right?"
"It looks great,"
Maria says, and I nod. Renee is the smartest in our group and was invited to a private meeting with Annex 2 weeks ago, something only the most worthy girls accomplished while still in the domum. She didn't tell us what they spoke about. That is confidential. But when she returned, her eyes were glassy and her cheeks flushed. The most we could get out of her was that Annex is wiser than we could ever imagine, and it was the most eye-opening experience of her life.
"Settle down,"
Clarissa says, walking past us and giving us each a small squeeze on the arm. Outside, the crowd grows quiet, which means Annex has arrived. I peek through the flap in the tent and see him up on the platform. He's dressed in his typical black shirt and pants, round small glasses perched on his nose. His fair hair glints in the sunlight, and his smile is warm and reassuring. His sleeves are rolled up over his elbows, and dark ink is tattooed into the skin of his forearm. It's the same mark that I saw on Rex's arm the night before. Behind him are a group of men and women, all his confidants. One in particular catches my eye. Margaret, one of his spiritual mates. She's beautiful, with dark, stylish hair and piercing blue eyes. She's special. She has to be, or Annex wouldn't have asked her to stand by his side. Maria grabs my hand, threading our fingers together, and I draw my eyes away from Margaret. I cling back, overcome with the wild hammering of my heart. This is it. It's actually happening.
"Ready?"
she whispers as the first name is called. Rebecca, with her white blonde hair, exits the tent and crosses the yard. Through the narrow gap, I can see a boy, a man, stride from the other tent. His name is Paul, and I drink him in. Tall, lanky, a crooked nose, but kind eyes. He looks nervous as she does, but smiles when his eyes land on Rebecca. They meet in the middle and face the stage. They touch their foreheads and bow. Satisfied, Annex gives his order. Maria is still looking at me with expectation, her question still hanging in the air. "Ready?"
"I am, but I'm not. I have no idea what to expect, no clue who is on the other side of the order.
If Annex will punish me because of my mother's actions or why they needed to see me today. What I do know is that whoever he orders me to be with, it is the way. And there's no getting out of it. I'll be betrothed to a man of Annex's choosing."